the remodeling that you've done is beautiful. And you people here, you're still beautiful. You're just as pretty as you've always been. The church looks, it's gorgeous. I love it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I love your pastor. Your pastor's wife, I like to call her Mother April. Really, man, they're like second parents to us. And I love them. I love to eat at her house. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Burgess, would you... This is gonna come across strange, I understand. And I know. And I've never had this happen. But I felt impressed of the Lord this afternoon. I've never had this before. I don't want you to think I'm crazy. But Brother Burgess, I want you to come help me in just a second. I'm going to ask you to pray over the remainder of this service, okay? I don't know why. I'm not trying to put on a show or be a performer here tonight, but I felt impressed of the Holy Ghost to ask my dear friend, Brother James Burgess, to pray over the, just before I preached. And so I'm going to ask him to do that. I'm going to read my text, and then I'm going to ask him to do that. And I just hope, I'm ready. I'll tell you what I'm ready to do. I'm ready to go to war against our adversary. You know what this was tonight? This was us making our fingers ready. Our hands ready to fight and for war. And I'm ready to combat against our adversary tonight because I'm tired of what he's doing. I'm tired of him ripping our young people out of our churches for a better way. Amen. I'm tired of seeing our marriages end in divorce because there just seems to be no hope. Amen. I've come to preach to you tonight the burden of my heart, and the Lord impressed this message upon me, and I've preached it once before, and I could have preached other things, but I felt God just drive it into my heart to share with you tonight. I'm ready to go to war. I don't attend this church, but here we are on Sunday night, and I'm ready to go to war with you tonight. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 16. I'll be reading very, very familiar portions of Scripture. I'm going to hurry tonight. I don't intend to hold you long. But I do want to obey the Lord. I want God to help us. I'll begin reading in verse number 13. And when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets." He saith unto them, he makes it personal here, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Will they push against it? Yes. Will they war and persevere? Yes, but they shall not prevail. Hallelujah. I want my dear brother here to lead us in prayer, and you join in. And I don't know what God has in store. I just try to be mindful of him. So I'm going to pray the
Lord. Stretch your hands this way. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're so grateful for the Spirit of God that is present in this service here tonight. Lord, your Spirit has come for a purpose and a reason. We bind and rebuke the power of hell. Lord, build your kingdom through the Word, through the Spirit here tonight. Destroy the strongholds of hell that have been built up in the hearts and minds of individuals. Lord, some for years, and you can destroy them in a moment through the Word and through the Spirit. Give the man of God liberty in the house of God tonight to deliver. Give the church liberty to receive. Grant us faith, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to receive the truth that's going to make a difference in our hearts and in our lives and in this sanctuary tonight. Move around these altars. One more time, God, we rebuke the enemy. We know, Lord, you will prevail. Prevail in every heart and every mind. In Jesus' holy name we pray. And the church said, amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I'm going to preach to you tonight, if the Lord would help me, on this thought here. Protected by a promise. Amen. Protected by a promise. I want a couple of you fellas, Brother Connor, you and your buddy there. In just a few minutes, I'm going to need your assistance. Okay? I'm going to need you to help me. I'm not going to hold you long here tonight. Amen. I want to preface my message. Amen. Because I feel, I don't know what it is, but I feel, amen, that we're ready to fight tonight. Amen. I do. And I hope some of you don't check out on me yet. I know how typical Pentecostal services are, where we feel what we have felt already and some of us kind of check out. We've already made reservations down at Mazio's and called ahead. Amen. I know how it goes. I've been in this all my life. All right. But if you'll stay with me for just a little bit here, I want the Lord to help us. But I feel like that God wants us to go to war tonight. Amen. And sometimes I think one of the greatest ways to go into battle is to know, amen, who's backing you and who's on your side. Praise the Lord. So I want to preface my message with these words right here as I begin. And it's scripture, okay? The Lord rebuke thee, Satan. The Lord rebuke thee, Satan. Not me. Not Brother Daryl Tolliver. The Lord rebuke thee, Satan. Wherever he is tonight, because he's come to make war against us. He's come to keep somebody bound up, their hands bound up and their feet bound up. And he's come to strip somebody of their vocal cords from praising the Lord. So as we begin this message and we go to war tonight, we're going to do so with the Lord's help. And we're going to say, the Lord rebuke thee, Satan. Hallelujah. Amen. What a beautiful church you have here. Amen. A majestic looking facility. Man, when we speak of the church, really, in 2017, the term church or the word church has been, it's nothing more really than an institution or a building. It's nothing more than four walls and a roof. That's not what God intended the church to be. Amen. In the sight of the Lord, the church is not merely some building. It's not four walls and a roof, but rather it is a body. It's not a building. It's a body. Amen. You and I here tonight, the collection of all of us here under this roof makes the church. Hallelujah. It's not the beautiful paint job, and it's not the beautiful pulpit that you have here, and it's not the projectors, and it's not the speakers that make the church, but it's you and I worshiping God together. Amen. And believing in Him. We are the church. Praise the Lord. For many, the church is nothing more than a social gathering. Hallelujah. Amen. People come to church expecting just to hang out and have a good time. And amen. Sometimes we view the church as a drive-through or something. But amen. I told a man one time, he was talking about church and all that he expected to have and wanted to see and wanted the pastor to do. And I said, well, brother, the church ain't no Burger King. You just can't show up there and have it your way. That's not how the church operates. Amen. But this is an institution designed and ordained by God Almighty. Hallelujah. He looked at Peter that day. He said, I will build my church. Not your church. My church. Hallelujah. I wish you'd stay with me for just a little bit here tonight. I want to preach this to you. Hallelujah. The church, the body that Christ has put together. Amen. Such is this communion between Christ and the church, or the bridegroom and the spouse. Hallelujah. God has had a church. Amen. Since the beginning of time. Amen. God has always ordained, and there's been a church. Amen. It was predicted and prophesied of. Amen. That Jesus would build this church upon the rock. Amen. We see it there in the book of Genesis. Chapter 3 and verse 15 is where it all begins. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Amen. This is a wonderful prophecy there of Jesus Christ. Amen. Will the bruising of the heel take place? Yes, it will. It was the crucifixion. It was Calvary. Amen. Amen. But praise God that the rider did not leave out, amen, that Jesus Christ would bruise the head, amen, of that serpent. And we are here tonight, amen, because Jesus Christ has prevailed to overcome. And as long as He still sits on the right hand of the Father, we as the church shall also prevail. Jesus was that promised seed that came to the earth. Oh, Holy Ghost, would you help us here tonight? Amen. I try not to have real high hopes all the time for services. Sometimes you can be let down in a big way, brother. Amen. But you imagine the confidence. I look at men. Amen. Like the Apostle Paul. When he went to the group of people and he stood before them there in Corinthians, he said, I come not to you with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration. The confidence that apostle had to know, amen, that God was going to move. Hey, pastor, can you imagine if we could mount our pulpits every service with that confidence that God was going to move? Hallelujah. Why is it, brother? And it doesn't seem as though the Spirit of God is always moving. Amen. It's not that God has withdrawn Himself. Amen. But we as the church have lost focus of who is on our side. Hallelujah. I said we've lost focus as to who is on our side. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got three things I want to speak to you of quickly. Amen. The first thing I would like to draw your attention to. Amen. If you're going to build a house, got to have a foundation. I made reference to this, amen, just in Sunday school this morning. I spent a little bit of time building buildings, amen. And one of the most frustrating things for those of you guys, which is basically every guy in this church that builds or has built buildings, amen. One of the most frustrating things is to spend your time investing into that foundation and then to build it on ground that is soft and wet, and it only settle and then it falls out of square and you gotta mess with it again to get it right. Amen. But you've got to have a solid foundation. Amen. The first thing I want to talk to you about here tonight is our tried foundation. Amen. Our foundation's been tried. It's been tested. It's been proven true. Amen. You and I, you think you can find a better way? You cannot find a better way. Amen. This is the right way. Some of you sitting under the sound of my voice tonight, you've gone out into the world thinking you could do better out there. Amen. But you're back here on the pew tonight at Bethany Holiness Church because you've come to know that there is no better way. Hallelujah. There is no better way. Amen. Our foundation is tried. The prophet Isaiah said, therefore thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone. Amen. A precious cornerstone. Are you going to stay with me? Hallelujah. Amen. A sure foundation. And he that believeth shall not make haste. Hallelujah. Oh, a foundation, a stone. a tried stone, a precious stone, amen, a sure foundation, and he that believeth shall not make haste. What does that mean? If you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, there's never a circumstance, there's never a trial, there's never a hardship that's going to cause you to have to run away. Amen. If you believe on and believe in Jesus Christ, amen, Christ set it up to build his church upon a rock, amen, a sure and solid foundation. And that's what this church is grounded on here tonight. Amen. This physical building, amen, is built upon sand and dirt and earth. But the church of the living God is founded upon a foundation that is tried and tested. Hallelujah. Man, the enemy looked at our foundation one day and he said, if you'll bow before me, I'll give you the kingdoms of this world. I'll give it all to you. Our foundation's response to him was, thou shalt not tempt. Amen. The Lord thy God. Amen. The devil trying to promise him the kingdoms of this world. Amen. But John in the book of Revelation said the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. Amen. You cannot tempt somebody that already knows how the story's going to end. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ. It is he that is our tried foundation. Amen. How is it that Bethany has withstood the storms? I'm preaching to you here tonight. How is it that you've made it thus far? Because your foundation has been tried. Hallelujah. Your character has been tried. Your integrity has been tried. Amen. Your efforts have been tried. And the reason you are where you are today is because it is rooted and grounded in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Man, Jesus incorporates the title of his church. Hallelujah. The church is the number of the children of men called out from the world. Are you called out? I feel like I'm not getting to you tonight. Are you called out? You remember that old song, we've been called out to live a standard, called out. Hallelujah. I don't remember it all, but from this world to lift the banner called out. Hallelujah. From this world, child, you've been called out. That's what the church is. The church is made up, Brother Dickie Toller, of men and women and boys and girls who have been called out. Amen. We're not all rich. We're not famous. We don't have notoriety and fame, but we've been called out. Amen. For a purpose, called out. I may not have money, but I'm called out. I may not have notoriety, but I'm called out. I'd rather be called out than called in the world. You hear what I'm telling you? I said I'd rather be called out than called in the world. Man, Christ sets it up. He separates these people and he dedicates through salvation, sanctification, and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He dedicates the saints unto himself. Hallelujah. He's very specific when he looks at Peter. He says, upon this rock, I will build my church. I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll do it. You know what's wrong with a lot of our churches today? We're trying to do it. We're trying to do it. They're trying to do it at our camp meetings. If any man preach unto you another gospel, let him be accursed. If any man take away from or add to. And I'll move on from there. Let him. Hallelujah. So we're trying. And we're trying to make it happen. And we're trying to build. and we're trying to establish. Amen. And all the while, from the very beginning, amen, Jesus looked at Peter, amen, with eyes of prophetic vision. And he said, I'm going to build this church. Amen. I will build my church. It's not your church, Peter. It's not going to be the Apostle Paul's church. It's not going to be the prophet's church. It is my church. Amen. Bethany don't belong to you. Bethany don't belong to the trustees. Bethany don't belong to the deacon board. Stay with me. Bethany don't belong to Brother Darrell Tolliver. But Bethany Holiness Church belongs unto Jesus Christ. And if we shall stand, and if we shall endure, it will only be because our foundation is tried. Hallelujah. Oh, God, help us. Peter remembers this later in the New Testament because he looked at a group of ministers and he said unto them, do not lord over God's heritage, because it's not yours. It's not mine. Hallelujah. I know you're looking at me right now saying, Brother Michael, you built this thing up. And you talked about this. Hey, man, and you're a man, part of this train's getting disconnected. It's about to derail. I know, I can see you thinking it right now, Brother Connor. Hey, man, you pray for me, brother, right? Hey, man, praise the Lord. I'm going to get out of this thing. Hey, man. Oh, Peter remembers this. The church is Christ's peculiar people. His different, separated people that have been appropriated unto Him. Hallelujah. The world is God's and they that dwell therein. But the church is His chosen remnant. Amen. That prophet looked one day in the Old Testament and he said, I only am a prophet of God. There's nobody around. Amen. But the Lord went on to let him know, I've got a remnant preserved unto myself. Amen. God's always got a people. I said, God's always got a people. You can settle for the idea if you want to, that the church is going down in defeat. But I don't read that anywhere in the Bible. But I read in the Bible where Jesus looked at Peter. I'm under the authority and the unction of the Holy Ghost of heaven. He said, I'm going to build it. I will establish it. I'll put it in place. I'll set it in order. In the gates of hell, they shall not prevail against it. Hallelujah. I will build my church. There's a young man sitting right there by the name of Owen James Touchton. There's a little girl sitting right there by the name of Rylan Brooke Touchton. I've got another little girl. I like to call her Tubby Tubby. She's lost a little bit of weight, but she's still my chubby. And Ellen Grace Touchton, they're mine. They belong to me. You cannot have them. If you try to take them, I will go to war with you. I will go to war with you because they're mine. Oh, glory to God. I will fight you. If you knock me down, I'll get back up. I'll get a baseball bat. I'll grab a gun. You might have to delete that from the seat. I'm not threatening to kill anybody. But if you mess with that which is mine, I will go to war with you because I've invested time into them. Amen. They are the very essence of me. Amen. Hallelujah. And so it is for the church tonight. Amen. You're not mine. If you were, you'd have lost a long time ago. Amen. You're not Brother Dickie Tolliver's. If you were, you'd have lost a long time ago. But you belong to Jesus Christ. Amen. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. Amen. I said, you're His. You belong to Christ. You've been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. Amen. You're not in the world. You are not an orphan, but you belong unto Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Lord, God, help us. Where he uses this word church here is the first time in the New Testament or even in the Bible that this word is used. It's almost as if Christ creates a word to associate unto this group. And he says, this is my church. Hallelujah. Amen. That this shows to us. Amen. I'm trying not to slow down too much. This shows to us that Jesus Christ was anticipating, amen, or prophesying to his disciples, amen, of what would be birthed from their upper room experience. Hallelujah. This church would come forth from this upper room in Jerusalem. This Pentecostal church would come forth from this upper room experience. Hallelujah. The ancient Greek word used here is ecclesia. Amen. And the word ecclesia is not really a religious word at all. It's not. It's not a religious word. It simply means, amen, a group of individuals or a chosen, called out group of people. Hallelujah. Amen. If the foundation of our church be rotten, the building will not stand. Hallelujah. But it is not rotten, for it is a rock. My old pastor used to say, you're not picking up what I'm putting down. Hallelujah. I may not be putting it down right in front of you. I don't know. Amen. But it is not rotten, for it is a rock. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us therefore see what the foundation is. Amen. The church is built on a rock, a firm, strong, lasting foundation, which time will not waste, nor will it sink under the weight of whatever building is upon it. The church does not stand on a level existence with the world. We are above it, for we are founded upon a rock. Hallelujah. The Eiffel Tower is a very tall structure. And the foundation of it was dug about 50 feet into the ground and contains about 20 feet of concrete, massive limestone blocks, and two layers of cut stone. The engineers understood that if this structure is going to stand, it's got to have a foundation. Jesus Christ had confidence in nothing else other than himself. Oh, Holy Ghost, help me. I said Christ had confidence in nothing else outside of himself. So he says unto Peter, I'm going to build this church. And I'm going to build it on a rock. Prophesying of himself. I'm going to build it on a rock. Hallelujah. I'm going to dig it deep. Hallelujah. I'm going to dig it so deep. Hallelujah. That the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Hallelujah. I'm going to dig it deep, Peter. Hallelujah. I don't know if there was any other conversation that we're not privy to here in the scripture. Amen. I don't know. Peter may have asked some questions as to what the rock was. Amen. Or there may have been something. Amen. The Holy Ghost may have borne witness in Peter's spirit at that moment when Christ looked at him and said, Peter, I'm going to build it. I don't need you to worry about it. I don't need you to try to make things work. I'm going to take care of this church because I'm going to found it upon myself. I'm going to establish it. I'm going to sign my name to the contract. And we all understand tonight that Christ is bound by his own name, by his own word. And if Christ builds and establishes the church upon himself, we shall overcome. Hallelujah. I'm hurrying. Brother Troy, could you give me a little more monitor? Amen. The church of the living God has withstood countless attacks as the enemy sought to stomp it out. Amen. Early persecution. Amen. Began back in 64 AD under the rule of that wicked man by the name of Nero. Amen. Off and on for 129 years, the church that Christ established saw persecution and devastation and tragedy. Hallelujah. But through it all, the church stood strong because its foundation was sure. We've got a tried foundation. It's the rock. Secondly, we have a tenacious founder. Tried foundation, which is the rock. A tenacious founder, who is the Redeemer. It's all in Jesus. My sweet Jesus. All in Jesus. Give Him the praise. Hallelujah. I'm not oneness. I'll never be oneness. I find major flaws with the oneness doctrine. I'm Trinitarian. From the top of my head to the sole of my feet. And I will be until the rapture takes place. The oneness rejoice over Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. My God, church, we ought to do the same thing. He's a tenacious founder. You know what the word tenacious means? Tending to keep a firm hold on something. Clinging or adhering closely. Not readily relinquishing a position, principle, or course of action. Christ has a tight, firm grip on the church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said He's got a tight, firm grip on the church. Hallelujah. And the enemy has sought through the years to rip us out of His grasp. Amen. He's come through sickness. He's come through infirmity. He's come through affliction. He's come through tragedy. And Brother Robbie, He's come through heartache. He's done everything in His power. Amen. To rip the church out of the grasp of God. Amen. But I want to tell you, like the old song says, if you're in God's hands, you're in good hands. And the church tonight is in the hands of the living God. That's right where we are. I said that's right where we are. If we could see the exterior of the hand of our God, we'd see the scars and we'd see the wounds. What is that, brother? Amen. That's God. When the storm came and He wrapped His hand closely around us, amen, to secure us from the assault of our enemy. We've got a wonderful founder in Jesus Christ. He's got a hold on me. Jesus, He's got a hold on me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, He's got a hold on me. Hallelujah. You know what I say to Him tonight, Brother Dickie? Don't let me go. Hallelujah. Don't let me go. Amen. I don't want Him walking out of Bethany and writing Ichabod above the doorpost. Amen. Lord, don't leave us. I say, Lord, don't leave us. Amen. God, stay right here with us. Amen. We've got a founder. He's got nail prints in His hand. He's got nail prints in His feet. He's got wounds amongst His brow. Amen. What is it? It's a God. It's a Christ. Amen. Who wraps His arms around us. He's not going to let go. I'm going to wrap it up. I got to. I said He's not going to let go. Oh, I wish I'd have got anointed by this point. I really do. Amen. I hope that I would have gotten anointed somewhere between when we started and when we finished. Hallelujah. Amen. Our founder. Hey, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about Jesus Christ. Amen. He's determined. I said he's determined. He's persevering. He's persistent. He is strong-willed. He is tireless. Amen. He is resolute. He is patient. He is unflagging. He is staunch. He is steadfast. He is untiring. He is unwavering. He is unswerving. He is unshakable. He is unyielding. He's persistent in his existence. And he is not easily dispelled. I like what that old black preacher asked him. Lockridge said, you can't impeach him, and he ain't about to resign. Hallelujah. In another 4 years, should the Lord tarry his coming, we'll go back to the polls and we'll vote again. But there is never an election amongst the heavenly world. It is Christ. He's the founder. He's the creator. He's the redeemer. It's all in Jesus. It's all in Jesus. I said it's all in Jesus. Brother Ratcliffe, would you help me? Protected by a promise. I'm going to go to war because God has already made a promise with me and with you, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Brother Ratcliffe, come here real quick. I know this is a strong guy, and don't be too strong, okay? You hear me? I'm serious. I don't want you to hurt me. I got something in my hand here. And I know you could take it from me, but I want you to pretend like you can't, okay? I know you're old, but that's experience, brother. Amen. I just want you to try to get that out of my hand. I just want you to try. I want you to. Man, you know what? Brother Sloggett, I don't need your help. I don't need your help. Pastor, I don't need your help. Amen. Brother Junior, I appreciate you, brother. And I know you're strong. I played football with you. Amen. Got hit chest high by him. Amen. But I don't need your help either. Amen. Because what's in my hand belongs to me. Amen. And there is no principle. There is no power. There is no spirit. There is no antichrist. There is no demon. Amen. In hell. Amen. That is going to take out of the hand of Christ what he has purchased, oh glory to God, by his own blood. Oh hallelujah. You hear what I'm telling you? Amen. I said till Jesus comes. Amen. There is no principle. There is no power. There is no devil. There is no demon that shall rip out of the hands of God what he hath by the blood of his son purchased and secured unto himself. We've got a founder. His name is Jesus. They call him Rabbi. They call him Master. Amen. He's the lily of the valley. He's the bright in the morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. They call him the bridge over troubled waters. He's the sanctifier, the Holy Ghost baptizer. I don't know where you are, but wherever you are, he'll be what you need right there. Christ makes the grant. He who is the church's head and ruler, to whom all judgment is committed, and from whom all power is derived, he makes the grant. I'll build it and I'll keep it. It's his church. It's his church. He paid for it with his own blood. And it's his. Hallelujah. Brother Connor's seatmate. I don't know your name, brother. Forgive me. What's that? Colton. All right. I'll make note of that. I'll put it in my phone. I'll remember it from now on. You fellas come up here real quick. God of heaven. This brother's going to help me here. I do want you to help me, okay? I want him to come get on this here organ. And he's going to help me finish this message. Not you fellas, because I don't know how that turned out. Hallelujah. We've got a tried foundation. We have a tenacious founder. Jesus. Can I tell you something real quick? Did I tell y'all about my memo when she died just a few months ago? My memo, I drove out to Virginia. Mom called me and said, "Bub, she's not going to make it." And I need you to pray for me right now. I need the Lord to help me. Amen. I felt God burden me with this message. And I haven't related to you like I felt like I needed to. But I'm not finished yet, but I need the Lord to touch me right now. Hallelujah. And Hallelujah. Walked in the hospital room. My mama was laying there in almost basically in a drug-induced coma. And she had the PAP machine on. And she hadn't spoken for a little bit of time. And I got down there beside her. And I started talking to her. And I asked her, I said, "Mama, do you know who this is?" And Malcolm Special. She never opened her eyes, but she said, "Michael." I looked at my aunts and I said, "Well, she ain't got nothing to say to y'all. But she's sure going to talk to me." Then she slipped away, brother, into that coma. Now, she didn't talk. She didn't move. And my wife, me and her were back there. This was a day before she passed away. And Andrew was like, "Babe, let's sing some old songs to her." In my memo, buddy, I tell you, she was Vestal Goodman 2.0. I'm not kidding you. She sounded just like her, but more anointed. And I said, "All right, babe, let's sing." And we started singing some old hymnal songs. And all of a sudden, Brother Sloggett, my grandmother in this comatose state, all of a sudden she just started tapping, keeping rhythm with her hand on my wife's hand. And I'm weeping at this point, unashamedly weeping. And she's tapping away, but she's not saying anything. She's not moving, but we're singing about Jesus. And then we decided, I was like, "Babe, let's sing Oh How I Love Jesus." And we broke out in this song, "Oh How I Love Jesus." And we sang a verse. Memo's there. Hand's not tapping anymore. And we get to the chorus, and we're getting ready to go into "Oh, How I Love Jesus." And I'm telling you, when we hit the "oh" and the "oh," Brother Dickie, she lifted her head up from that bed. She took a big old gasp of air, and she said, "Oh, how I love Jesus." As the last word she said before she went on into glory. Amen. It is in Him that we live and we move and we have our being. Hallelujah. I believe with all of my heart that the Spirit of God breathed into her
and filled her lungs so she could one more time lift her voice in absolute and total praise. Oh, how I love Jesus. Amen. Her husband walked out on her. When my mom was 7 years old, she raised seven girls in the house of God all by herself. She committed herself unto the Lord. And you know what God did? He committed himself unto her. Hallelujah. We're in his hands tonight. I said, we're in the Lord's hand.
All right. I'm getting ready to close. And I'm closing with this right here. The last thing I'm going to bring to your attention is our triumphant finish. And it is redemption. Our triumphant finish. And it is redemption. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Are you getting warmed up, brother? You getting it? I don't know how much soul you got. But we're gonna get after every bit of it here in a minute. I said, Brother Michael, you fixing to go into cheerleader mode? No. I'm fixing to go into, amen, the last chapter in the book of Psalms mode. Psalm 150. Man, hallelujah. That's the mode I'm going to. All right, fella. Colton, we're going to call you Satan's plot, okay? You're going to represent Satan's plot. I want you to face the congregation. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Jesus offers a promise and says that the forces of death and darkness cannot prevail against nor conquer the church of the living God. This is a valuable promise unto those of us that are living in these last days. There was an old Puritan preacher, commentator by the name of John Trapp. And he said it like this: all of the power and policy of hell combined will utterly fall. Amen. At the power of Jesus Christ Almighty. Hallelujah. The gates of hell. What is that? What does that mean? The imaginations and powers of the invisible world. Hallelujah. It is said that in ancient times the gates of fortified cities were used to hold councils in and were places of great strength. Hallelujah. So what is the Lord saying here unto Peter when he said the gates of hell? Peter knows what he's talking about. He's talking about the councils of hell. The board meeting of hell. Amen. Satan and his, amen, I'm not going to use the word deacon. Amen. Satan and his board members get together. Hallelujah. Although some pastors may say amen, I don't know. Hallelujah. Satan and his council gets together and they devise all of these plans of how they're going to overthrow the kingdom. Amen. Of God Almighty. Hallelujah. Amen. The counsel of the devil, neither his plots, his strategies, nor his strength, nor his angels shall prevail against the church of the living God. Hallelujah. So we have Satan's plot here. Brother Connor, good young preacher, is going to represent that sacred promise. All right. I want you to come up here and I want you to stand alongside of the satanic plot. The adversary of our souls has plotted against all of us. But for some of you, the end to his plan is very near. He's got some of you wrapped up, tied up. Hallelujah. And so Satan's plot, he makes moves and he strategizes and he's always thinking of ways to overthrow and to tear down. Amen. And so he sees Preston and Tyler back there. Hallelujah. He sees them sitting back there. And he's devising. I want you to look like you're devising. I know this ain't youth camp. I understand that. You think you're thinking of a plan? You're devising a plan. And Satan's always got a plot and a plan against you. And he's working it right now. Hallelujah. And so when he gets that plan and he feels like he's come up with an idea, he begins to move on that. I want you to move on that. I want you to move on it. Hold up just a second. It does not matter how much Satan moves. Hallelujah. If you are in the church, man, where there is a satanic plot against you, there is a sacred promise. I said there is a sacred promise. And the devil counsels and he devises plans and he comes up with all these ideas of how he's going to overthrow your marriage and how he's going to cause you to end up in divorce and how he's going to get that young man addicted to pornography and to drugs and alcohol and how he's going to get these young ladies to go out and forsake holiness and live a promiscuous life. He's always devising a plan of how to overcome. Amen. So he's moving. He's constantly moving. Hallelujah. Amen. The devil's always on the move. Go ahead. He's always on the move. Hallelujah. But Jesus said, the gates of hell shall not prevail. I know there's satanic plots out to get us, but there's also a sacred promise. And the Lord will not let that plot go. Amen. I said, he will not let it go any further than his promise. We'll be right there alongside of it. Amen. So go ahead, Brother Connor. Amen. I know the devil's out to get some of you. He's out to get all of us. But there is a promise. I said there is a promise. He said the gates of hell they shall not. The gates of hell they shall not. They shall not. They shall not prevail against it. Stand with me. William Shakespeare said, this England never did, nor never shall, lie at the foot of a proud conqueror. I'd like to take the words of William Shakespeare here tonight and say, this church never did, never shall, lie at the foot of a proud conqueror. It's not going to happen. He said, it's not going to happen. We're not going down. We're not going to die. We're not going to be defeated. Not going to happen. I got one more verse of scripture. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to read just a few more here actually. And I'm going to shut this thing down. Hallelujah. Amen. Ephesians 5:25. Amen. Actually, Revelation chapter 12 and verse 14. We see there a woman who lives. Amen. She lives. This is prophetic. She lives. She's in a wilderness, but she's alive. Hallelujah. Not everybody lives in the wilderness. Amen. Hallelujah. Is the church going to have valleys low? Yes, we are. But there's going to be a lily there. Hallelujah. Are we going to pass through troubled waters? Sure we will. But they shall not overtake us. Hallelujah. Amen. Are we going to be in a wilderness? Yes, we will. But we're not going to die there. We're going to live there. Oh God, I wish I could preach this here tonight. Hallelujah. Ephesians 5:25 said, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify it and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it unto himself, a glorious church, not having spot nor wrinkle or any such thing. Hallelujah. God's church is not going down. We're going to finish. I said we're going to finish. It's going to be a triumphant and a mighty finish. I want my wife to come. Can somebody go to Revelation chapter 17? Buslong, you got something you want to say, brother? You can make this happen a lot better. You can You can close this thing out here. Man, hallelujah. Revelation chapter 17, verse 14. These shall make war with the Lamb. These, many, multiple, shall make war with the Lamb. One. And the Lamb, one, shall overcome them, many. These, many, shall make war with the Lamb, one. And the Lamb, one, shall overcome them, many. Hallelujah. So, I believe I'm going to stay with Jesus. Because He alone shall overcome the many of these. Or the many of them. Hallelujah. I said I'm going to stay with Jesus. Amen. We're right where we need to be. Hallelujah. Sweetheart, I hope you got a song. Here's how we're going to close this out, all right? Right here. See the conqueror mounts in triumph. See the king in royal state. Riding on the clouds his chariot to his heavenly palace gate. Hark the choirs of angel voices joyful hallelujah sing. And the portals high are lifted to receive their heavenly king. Jesus is coming and I'm going to go with him. I want us to sing a song. If you had one in mind, I'm going to switch it up right here. Okay? And I want you to join in, brother. We're going to sing this song right here. And this is what we're going to do. This is going to be a testimony. And this was a testimony of a dear old sweet sister. Some of you may know her. Sister Gail Myers. You may or may not. I don't know. Some of you may know her. I know you do. The last camp meeting I was with her, we were with her in Virginia. She got up and she sang this song. And my wife and mother-in-law, they're going to sing it. Because I can't. But she's saying, I've been running with Jesus a long time. And I'm not tired yet. I've been running with Jesus a long time. And I'm not tired yet. I can see her up on that stage. There in Elkton, Virginia. That dear old saint of God. The man's voice wasn't real strong. Real soft and sweet. Kind of meek, broken. But I'm telling you, she broke out in that song. And we had church. Bethany, we're protected by a promise. Jesus said, I'm going to build it. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I know some of you have been running with Jesus a long time. Brother Dickie Tolliver, would you come join me on this platform? Brother, would you join me on this platform? The brother in the vest, I can't remember his name. Brother James, would you join me on this platform? Would you join me up here? Yes, ma'am. Come on, brother, you too. Brother Ken. Brother Robbie Boyd, your mother, what's her name? Sister Rose, would you join me up here on this platform? Sister Jett, would you join me up here on this platform? Brother Richardson, would you join me up here on this platform? Sister Richardson, would you join me up here on this platform? I know we ain't got room to fit all of you. Don't get offended at me if I don't call you up here. I'm just picking some names at random here. I don't even know some of your names, so I'm getting them from up here. Hallelujah. You see these folks? Young people, listen to me. You see these folks? They've been running with Jesus a long time. They've been part of the church a long time. Brother Richardson, have you ever gotten weary in the way? You been weary? Brother Ken, you ever been weary? Brother James, you ever been weary?
Yes.
Been weary? Little Dick Toller, you ever got tired?
Yes. Yeah, come on, sir.
You ever been tired? You sisters ever gotten weary in the way? Hallelujah. But they're still here. This is a testimony that through trial and tribulation, amen, where's my piano helper and my organ helper? Through trial and tribulation, amen, they have overcome. How is it that they have overcome? I'll tell you how. They overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. And the word of their testimony, and that they love not their own lives even unto death. Amen. So young man, young lady, how is it you gonna overcome? Oh, hallelujah. I tell you how. Get wrapped up, tied up, tangled all up in Jesus. Amen. Stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. How many of y'all know that old chorus? Y'all know it? If you know it, I want you to sing it. All right? This dear old sister right here. This is one of my favorite sisters in the world. I'm not kidding you. I talk about her when I preach at places in a positive way. And I'll tell you why. Because it don't ever fail a time that I come to Bethany. At some point the Holy Ghost don't get in her knees. Hallelujah. He don't get somewhere up in her forehead. And I'm not making fun of her. And it start whipping back and forth. Hallelujah. Amen. That's how. Young person, young lady, this is what you do. You stay in the church. You don't quit on God. You don't walk out. But you stay in the church. I said you stay in the church. Come on, let's sing that chorus. Hallelujah. Let's sing it.
Been working for Jesus a long time. I'm not tired yet. I've been working for Jesus a long time. I'm not tired yet. Well, I've been working for Jesus a long time. I'm not. Well, I've been working for Him a long time.
I've been working for Him, but I'm not tired yet.
No, no,
I'm not tired yet.
No,
I've been weary. I've been worn down. Hallelujah.
No,
I said I've been weary.
Yet.
And I've been tired. I've been worn down, but I'm not giving up. Because the Lord is on my side. I said the Lord, He is on my side. Hallelujah.